USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Doctors are giving an update on the Christmas parade tragedy in Wisconsin. The update coming from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin-Milwaukee after five people were killed and dozens more injured due to what happened yesterday.
Currently, we have six patients who we list in critical condition, three that are in serious and one that is in fair. We also have eight other patients that are listed in fair condition that are not in the intensive care unit and are in other units within the hospital.
Dr. Michael Meyer, medical director of the pediatric care unit at Children's Hospital. Doctors adding hospitalized kids are ages 3 to 16. The person of interest in the parade shooting has a lengthy rap sheet. Reports say 39-year-old Daryl Brooks has been charged three times in less than 2 years with charges including recklessly endangering the safety of others. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Prosecutors in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial are delivering closing arguments on Monday. Prosecuting attorney Linda Dankowski defends Arbery, saying he was not committing any sort of crime.
What was Mr. Arbery doing? He's gone on to somebody else's private property. Yeah. What was he doing? We can see it. Wandering around for a few minutes each time. Right? And then what would he do? He'd leave. On video, never took anything, never damaged anything.
Travis McMichael and his father, Greg, along with their neighbor, William Bryan, chased Arbery in a truck with guns, saying they wanted to question him because they suspected him of burglary. Travis says he shot Arbery after a physical scuffle over a gun. A Christmas tree called Sugar Bear has arrived at the U.S. Capitol building. The 84-foot-tall white fir tree from Six Rivers National Forest in California has arrived to the west lawn of the Capitol building for its part of the U.S. Capitol Christmas celebration. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As gas prices continue to rise across the country and inflation affecting everyone's pocketbooks, former President Donald Trump tells Fox News the Biden White House is responsible for inflation, which he says starts with the energy sector.
When they drove up energy to the level that they did, that alone causes tremendous inflation. It's such a big component. You make the bread and you need the energy for heating, for cooling, for the ovens, for the trucks, for the airplanes, for everything to deliver it. It's a disaster.
Biden calling on the FTC to investigate energy companies for price fixing. A sequel is tops at the box office this weekend.
Well, the 1984 blockbuster Ghostbusters is topping this week's box office.
We're closed.
Ghostbusters Afterlife earning $44 million in its first weekend in theaters in the U.S. and Canada, coming in second. Eternals with nearly $11 million, followed by Clifford the Big Red Dog in third place, but taking in $8.5 million and rounding out the top five, King Richard starring Will Smith, followed by Dune. And in the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Week 11 of the NFL season wrapping up Monday night with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the New York Giants. That game can be seen on ESPN with kickoff set for 8:20 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.